Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And remember, as always, I strongly encourage you to download the Devil Radio app. Devil Radio app from our website or from the Apple or Google store. Take Devil Radio with you wherever you go, 24-7, listen to your favorite shows. And while you're at it, many of you have called in and said you'd like to support Devil Radio. We really appreciate that. And on our website, there's a link that says Support Devil Radio. It shows all the ways you can support it. And I always say, as we go into a political season, and we really are, the 2022 elections, some special elections in the winter of 2022, there is no more cost-effective and effective way to get your name around in a primary for any party than Devil Radio. Call up, get a quote on some packages. You'd be surprised how inexpensive it is. They'll produce the spot, and suddenly your name will be out there. And right now, try to get your name out there otherwise. There's not an awful lot of private press coverage. By private, what I mean is private sector press coverage, newspapers, radio, very sparing. Most people don't have name recognition. One way to get it is on radio. Repetition of your name and your message. It's all good. There is a story coming out of Waukesha, the Waukesha School Board, that really defies belief for the savagery and really the cruelty of it. The Biden administration has a provision right now that because of COVID, because of the disruption in education, the federal government is going to pay for school lunches for every public school kid in the country, all 50 states, not just MPS in Madison, but Waukesha, Russ County, Price County, Brown County, Langlade County, Florence County, Douglas County, every county. Every kid would get a nice hot lunch, including poor kids who can't afford a lunch, and then have to put in a lot of paperwork to get some kind of program to get them their lunch. There are 72 counties in Wisconsin, but one of them, Waukesha, turned it down. What Waukesha said is they're not going to take it. The kids could eat free all this year, as they did last year. And the administrators in Waukesha accepted it last year, but the school board overruled it for this year. And here are some of the statements of the Waukesha. This is a sick county, frankly, not the people. I mean, it's right next to where I live. A lot of buddies in Waukesha, a lot of partners from my law firm, a lot of good folks, but very, very sick Republican leadership, very sick. One statement for a school board member: if they accepted, it would be easy for families to become spoiled. That's what one of them said. Another one said, there would be a slow addiction to free food. There would be a slow addiction to free food. What is the consequence of this, and why are they doing it? And the reason they're doing it is much more subtle than you will think. The consequence is that low-income families, and believe it or not, in Waukesha, the poverty level has gone up in the double digits. It had been around 8%. Now it's in the teens. There are programs, they call them welfare programs, charity programs, that they have to apply for. They have to fill out paperwork. They have to disclose, various financial things. It's sort of like, if you have a kid going to college, you have to fill out the financial aid form. It can be a hassle. Some parents are irresponsible and don't fill it out. Some don't fill it out right. So here is how Waukesha is handling that. They know that some poor kids are not going to have lunch. So guess what? For kids in the lower grades, that eighth grade down, in other words, grade school and middle school up to eighth grade, but poor kids and don't have a lunch, or they don't have a lunch, they give them a cheese sandwich. They line up as a welfare handout while all the other kids are looking and they give them a cheese sandwich. If it's a high school kid, 9th to 12th grade, and they're poor, or their parents didn't fill out the paperwork, the charity paperwork, and they line up, they have to line up at the health room and they get a fruit bar. Now, let me tell you something. What, a 15-year-old kid is supposed to go, and some of them don't have breakfast, you know. They don't have, come from households where they haven't got hot breakfast. What, they get a fruit bar all day? What, they're going out for football, they get a fruit bar? Even if they're not going out, I don't care if they go out for the chess club. I don't care if they don't go out for anything. A teenager gets a fruit bar. And then here is the real reason. Here is the real reason. They say things like, this is really, really vicious, that it'd be easy for families to become spoiled, the slow addiction to free food. They've got to teach families to turn in the charity paperwork. When the government is giving it for everybody, here is what they are doing. By stigmatizing kids who don't have lunches, separating them from the others, they'll feel shame. What they're really trying to do is keep down the number of people in Waukesha who are poor. And, you know, poor is a relative term. I mean, there's some people who are objectively poor. If you come to Milwaukee in the 53206 zip code, you're going to see people with truly distressed economic circumstances. But, you know, you can be working poor. You can be single mom working poor who has so much to do taking care of her kids. She just doesn't fill out paperwork, sends the kid off without a lunch. And don't fill out the paperwork. If the kid is kindergarten, eighth grade, he gets a cheese sandwich. If he's 9th to 12th, he gets a fruit bar. Now, this is savage. This is cruel. It's deliberately cruel. And there is some resistance to it out there because the whole idea of having everybody get a nice hot lunch paid for by the federal government is to help people transition through COVID when they're getting back into their normal routine in school, and not to single out poor kids or working poor kids or just kids, you know, parents are sort of on the line and didn't fill out paperwork or don't have a lunch. What, are you going to give a 6-year-old, 7-year-old a cheese sandwich? Maybe they don't like a cheese sandwich. Who knows? I don't know. I mean, cheese sandwich? And you're going to give a 14-year-old, 15-year-old, an 18-year-old a fruit bar? That's sadistic. That is done to shame. That is done to shame. And saying that, you know, it's not our business to feed them. They could become spoiled. They'll be addicted to free food. And people saying this, yeah, Luke, you had something to say.
Yeah, Matt, I think the school board did not like the national attention that this story accumulated over the weekend. And so now there is apparently going to be a reconsideration vote taken today in regards to this decision. So sounds like they didn't think that they would be the only county in the state to not accept it. And that got some national attention. So they're not really liking the heat. There were a lot of people talking about this both on Friday and over the weekend, and it seems like they may reconsider. But you know, I have no idea. But they're gonna talk about it more today.
Good, excellent info, excellent update. Apparently, they're feeling the heat. I mean, if they thought that what other county is gonna do it? Price County? I mean, even red counties. Price County is gonna do it. Rusk County? Are you kidding me? Half the school board's kids would be getting a fruit bar. You know, I mean. This is ridiculous, and it's really cruel to say that it spoils food, spoils families, you know, food, they can get addicted to it. It's really, so it's good if they do reconsider. I'm not holding my breath. I mean, I'll tell you that. Yeah, they probably will reconsider. I hope they reconsider. But what if somebody in the school board wants to be in Congress or governor and do a kind of a Ron DeSantis thing? You know what I mean, Luke?
Yeah, and I just want to say, like, nobody takes that approach for any other government subsidized aspect. Like, it's, oh, are we worried that these Republican private attorneys are going to be too spoiled for all the taxpayer funds that they're receiving for these private investigations into last year's election and redistricting? Like, oh no, those attorneys are going to be too spoiled because they're receiving taxpayer funds. It's like, what are you talking about? These kids are in school, and it's a program designed to help school districts that have been struggling for the last year make sure that their students are there and fed. And you're a lot, you have the ability to learn a lot better when you're not hungry. And so if you're from a struggling family or any family, all families have been struggling throughout this pandemic. The last 18 months have been hard on everyone. And for whatever reason, if you don't have a hot lunch, you should be able to go to school and get a hot lunch because of these programs. And it's just ridiculous that Waukesha was just even considering denying their students that opportunity.
Yeah, very, very good point. And it's cruel is what it is, but you raise a good point. In other words, no one says these lawyers, and let me give this a little perspective from a lawyer, that they're not getting addicted to taxpayer money. The school lunch isn't state money. You know, it's federal money. And yes, it's federal taxpayers, but if Waukesha doesn't take it, it's just going to go to somewhere in California. The second thing though is, some of these lawyers are being paid $500 an hour. And the gorilla, Gableman, is going to hire, or he's the muscle, he'll hire the gorillas. They're all, it's going to get $637,000 now, which is baloney. It's going to be in the millions like it was 10 years ago with gerrymandering. A lot of these lawyers wouldn't get $500 an hour in the private sector. You know, they would get $300 an hour or $250. So they just jack it to $500 and Voss doesn't care. You know, talk about spoiled. Giving a kid a hot lunch isn't spoiling anybody. It's keeping them alive for another day in a good frame of mind, learning, as you point out. But giving a lawyer who normally would be lucky to get $300 an hour, and by the way, you think I'm kidding? $300 an hour is seen as small change to some lawyers. Now they get $500 and they stand shaving, they think about the case. And that comes out of your taxes, by the way. The Republican Party not only doesn't question that, the Republican Party engineered it. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Better life for me and you. Believe me, baby. I know it, baby. You know it, too.